American Duck Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Duck Radio with Mike Phillip.
I want you to listen to this. I don't know. You might have heard it already, but think about how unreal it is that this is coming out of the mouth of a sitting U.S. senator. Like, this is a heck of a thing. Like, just listen to what he has to say here, that this is actually coming out of the mouth of a sitting U.S. senator. This is amazing.
Disagree with the Dems at your own risk. Joe Biden is calling on his attorney general, Merrick Garland, and the FBI to crack down on what he considers to be the real domestic terrorists, parents at school board meetings. Have a problem with mask mandates or critical race theory in your children's schools? The G-men may come knocking on your door. Why such a drastic move? Why now? Well, the National School Boards Association demanded Biden do it in a letter to him last week. Meanwhile, the mob that surrounded and threatened Senator Rand Paul and his wife outside the White House last year, they're free to go. Joining me now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Thank you, Senator, for taking the time to join me.
Thank you.
This seems absolutely ridiculous. I wonder what your reaction is to this word from Attorney General Garland.
You know, both my wife and I have been through a lot, not only being myself being shot at the ball field when Steve Scalise was nearly killed, being there when a mob of 100 surrounded us, threatening to kill us, holding us essentially hostage until policemen came and broke us free. They were assaulting the policemen as they were trying to get us to the hotel. One of the policemen was ultimately bloodied and had a laceration that required stitches above his eye. They arrested that one person, but that person was then released on their own recognizance the same night for assaulting a police officer, released the same night. To our knowledge, he's still not been tried for this crime. I say
that's not shocking.
Finding him. We asked them to investigate the mob of 100 to see who paid for them to come to D.C., who was putting them up in $1,000 a night hotels. Not one thing was ever done by the Department of Justice, but now moms at school boards are being, you know, told that they're criminals, potential domestic terrorists, for the crime of dissent. And I think criminalizing dissent is something that we should all be appalled with.
Senator, you and I are old enough to remember 20 years ago when there was a great deal of rage on the left concerning the reaction to September 11th, raising concerns that the Patriot Act and other steps would be used to silence dissenters or violate American privacy. Today's left seems to be entirely in favor of that, especially when it comes to issues like critical race theory
and
pushing back against these mandates. What changed?
What changed?
Well, I think the problem is it's become so normalized to use government to search out and seek out your opponents. So, for example, when FISA warrants, which are supposed to be foreign intelligence surveillance court warrants, they're supposed to be used on foreigners, were used against Trump campaign and Trump campaign operatives, the left didn't blink an eye. And there are people I know on the left who should have stepped forward and should have said how wrong it is to use this foreign intelligence court that uses a standard lower than the Constitution to go after a political campaign. And yet the left, once it became about Trump, their hatred of Trump, trumped everything else. And I have a feeling and a fear that the left has become more authoritarian than we can really even imagine. Matt Taibbi writes for the Rolling Stone, I think from a left-wing perspective probably, but he's a good journalist. And he writes about how the left used to be proud of skepticism and questioning authority, and how the left now has become more like, you know, Plato's sort of concept that, you know, obey the experts, and if you don't, we should censor out dissent. And this is a dangerous trend, I think, for the country.
There's another part of this that I'm concerned about, which is that big tech seems very willing to cooperate with the government in every respect in this regard.
Lockstep.
You know, sort of going through any of the processes that are normally put in place that require you to go to court, that require you to go through the various processes in order to violate people's privacy and chase them down as if they are actual threats. I'm very, very concerned, and I'm sure that there are people across the country who are concerned, that if they go to their local school board and say the wrong thing, that they're going to end up on some list that Merrick Garland goes after. What would you say to
those people? Listen to this.
I would say be afraid. Be afraid of your government. And that's a sad thing from someone in the government.
A sitting U.S. senator warning you to be afraid of your government. Go on.
Same. But the thing is those lists already exist. For example, people in Northern Virginia that have gone to have been then sought out by the school council, by the members of the school board, and retaliated in a sort of legalistic way to try to put them on some sort of list and chill their speech by letting them know there'll be a penalty for showing up and protesting. Look, there are all kinds of laws about decorum, and there ought to be. You know, the idiot woman that goes in the bathroom filming Senator Sinema in a bathroom, that is illegal according to every local ordinance, and you should punish it. Punish that person. If you go to a school board meeting and you're disruptive and you don't obey the rules of the school board,
I would be shocked if I'm not on the list.
There will be local punishment, but it has nothing to do with the federal law, has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. What Merrick Garland did is he's attempting to stifle dissent, and he's attempting to say, beware, or Big Brother's coming after you if you speak out against my policies or against the Biden policies.
And that is designed to shut up everyone who isn't willing to sacrifice everything that they have in order to make that argument. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, Senator Paul.
That's okay. I'm already on a list, and it's one that actually matters. Megadeth, Skin of My Teeth on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Put you on a list. It's a rock and roll free-for-all, boys and girls. It's Tad Nugent on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
I have a turn on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and a hide us in. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight. We'll be right back.
need a rock and roll band. It's a fever all.
give some to you.
Barely getting by. Followed up with some Black Crowes. Jealous again. Just let her go, man. She's not that India. Quit being jealous. when Steven Tyler of Aerosmith wrote Living on the Edge, said there's something wrong with the world today. Boy, did he not see this coming. Aerosmith, Living on the Edge on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
We got to go to a commercial break for our sponsors at Mojo 5-0 and our little buddies across the pond with the funny accents at WBN 324. I'm Mike Phillip with Rock Friday on American Rock Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genevieve, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you'll find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah. That would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice toffee of real American patriots for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like chill-out music? Maybe you want some background music on when friends are around, or you're just having a barbecue, or you're just working and you want something chilled on in the background. We play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24/7. Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere. Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
American Nuck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Nuck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Nuck Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. We got your number, man. We're going to go way back in time for this one. This is a fun song by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, The Game of Love. Can bite you. Careful. Game of Love on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday, followed up with some ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. Radio's Rock Friday, setting up your weekend right. ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers on American Rock Radio. Rock Friday! Ironic, given that the guy from ZZ Top died of liver failure. I think it was liver failure, wasn't it? Tom Cochran, the boy inside the man on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I saw these guys live. Good show.
We had dreams about the love we were fighting for. Something holy or something more. When I turned 21, we were outside on the run. When I walked out with my girl, in that dream that I saw her standing there, they're running for the boy inside the man. I was hit high by the light so bright it burned, and all at once I knew she'd understand, understand, understand. We were hungry, we had dragged. And then I turned much older then.
I've got it on good authority that this has been a fun Rock Friday, but I'm just sitting here dragging the line. Tommy James and the Shondells at American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Can you believe 2 hours have gone by just about? I can't. But the clock says different.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Taking the line.
Notice there hasn't been a lot of yip-yapping today, so I'm going to keep the tradition alive with let's go with some abuse theme Rock Friday. Days of the New, Touch, Feel, Stand. Rock Friday!
Something all alone, I won't let it show.
Loud on American Rock Radio. It's Rock Friday. And now we're just totally screwing around in the American Rock Radio rebooted chat room. Chat, my bra in Alabama, put this gif in of these guys doing the weird Snoopy happy dance. Okay, so we're going to try something a little faster, see if the gif works. Get it ready, chat. Here we go. One bad pig. You're a pagan. American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Been a long, smoking
You're a pagan! All right, we're out of time on American Hawk Radio's Rock Friday. Thanks for hanging around, everybody. And remember to go over to AmericanHawkRadio.com. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help us out, throw in a donation. No amount is too large. You, too, can become rich. Coming up, Samich Sorbo, the wife of Hercules on Mojo 5-0.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.